Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hello and good evening. Welcome once again to the Witch's Inn. Coming out of the broom closet, one of the things that we like to do, especially on one of the most magical days that there is, and that is today, which is Earth Day, April 22nd, 2020. And it has a lot of significance because we seize all the tools and actions that we have, big and small, to change our lives and change our world. Not for one day, but forever. While the coronavirus may force us to keep our distance, it will not force us to keep our voices down. Now with Earth Day too, Earth Day was founded by Gaylord Nelson. He came up with the idea for a national day to focus on the environment. After Nelson, then a U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, witnessed the ravage of a massive oil spill in Santa Barbara, California in 1969. The brainchild of Senator Gaylord Nelson and inspired by the protests of the 60s, Earth Day began as a national teach-in on the environment and was held on April 22nd to maximize the number of students that could be reached on university campuses. So now we know the origins, we know what it was inspired. So these are just things that are like just added trivia that I like to add. I, for one, really love Earth Day only because it helps signify all four of the elements with me, because really, especially now, if you look around at some of the headlines, well, no, it's not really some of the headlines, I would say, but it's actually some of the things that you see that's positive and good in your social news feed or in MSN Money or any of the other big, I'm sure Time Magazine is going to end up doing something on it at some point, because the earth has been healing so much over these past 4 or 5 weeks. And granted, us as humans have to stay inside. However, the earth has been around for hundreds of thousands of years, and it will be long after we have gone. But it's amazing that something like this had to happen in order for the earth to be able to take back, and for her mother earth to be able to breathe, and for her to be back in control and to give wildlife another chance, give the air quality another chance, give everything another chance. There's so many things that have been taken and closed down. Oil production has slowed. I don't know if you've driven around much or anything, but I had to run out today real quickly to go and get something. And I had my face mask on and I washed my hands when I got home. But I had to run out to go and get something. And I went past a gas station that's right here in the Woodstock area, and it's $1.39 a gallon. And I almost completely fell off my chair. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen prices like this on gas in like forever. And I'm sure it's going to drop even more. There's a lot that's going on, that it's a readjustment. The earth is readjusting us. We tried to readjust her for hundreds of years, and look where it left us. So now it's her turn to have control, and it's her turn to sit there and to go ahead and be in control. And then the beauty of just Mother Nature and what she's done and what she's released back into the world again, there's so much more beauty. The sky is so much bluer. The grass is so much greener. The trees have these amazing colors in them. There's less pollution. There's less people on the road. However, you wouldn't know it here in Georgia because our governor he plans on starting to reopen the state and this Friday, and then on Monday open even more of the state. And I'm sorry, I don't see anything good coming of this. I'm going to stay home until my boss warrants me to go back to work, because I cannot take a chance of losing my life or losing one of my loved ones' lives because of somebody's not right decision. To me, that's my opinion. It's a not right decision. I don't think that is something that we should be doing right now. We shouldn't be a crash test dummy for the whole United States. We're the only state that's doing this. It's ridiculous. It's not worth the lives that are going to be lost. I'm just on a soapbox about this really bad because I have a lot of friends and family that are older generation as well as have breathing disorders such as myself, or they have something else, and they just cannot take a chance of going out and doing anything without being in danger or in jeopardy because people still don't do their social distancing. They're like, oh, well, there's the 6-foot spot here. I'm not going to stand in it. I'll stand 2 feet closer to you. Or they walk by you within 6 inches of you to get to that spot. How ridiculous can it possibly be? If it says 6 feet, it means 6 feet. Don't make me put out a chainsaw that's around me because I will. I mean, not figuratively, or not literally, but figuratively. I mean, I just get so annoyed with people because keep your distance from me. I don't want to get sick. I have a hard enough time with my damn asthma. So, but that's enough about that. All right. So the call-in number for tonight is 323-642-1694. Again, it's 323-642-1694. Also, don't forget to go ahead and watch, stop over at the website, which is Wiccan Tree of Life. com. Also, you can reach me by WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com, find me on Facebook, and give me a like on my fan page, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. So there's just Wiccan Tree of Life everywhere. Again, I would love to talk to you. So if you want to call in tonight and you want to talk about witchy things, that's great. This is a reminder that this show is about witchcraft. It is about solutions. It is about what we do with Mother Earth as well as the four elements. So if there is a question that is going to be anything other than that, then I'm sorry, but I will have to decline you tonight because this is a forum for Earth Day as well as Wiccans, as well as anybody that is pagan and that has the drive to help heal the Earth. Okay, so that's pretty much the introduction. We want to say a special thank you to our host, or sorry, not our host, but our sponsor, Blog Talk Radio, as well as Reverend Adam, and let's not forget his Psychic Talk Radio, because that's a platform that we work with, and it's great to have him here with me tonight as well again. He's got Wiccan roots as well, so of course, you know, we get along well, and we do quite a bit together here at the house, and I'd like to have him go ahead and say hello, and maybe talk a little bit himself about Earth Day and what it means to him, and what he plans to do.
Hello, 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 everyone, and it's great to be back, Jay Tree. Thank you for having me back on your show, and as always, it's a wonderful pleasure to be able to sponsor this show and have you guys online and active. Now, Earth Day is a very special day. It's all about conscious awareness and making sure we're taking care of Mother Earth and our environment. One thing I always try and do is give back a little bit. On Earth Day, I always try and, you know, either plant something to the earth to help it grow, or I feed a plant somewhere outside. I might give some fruit outdoors for the animals. And then I'm conscious about what I'm contributing towards the chaos of the world and the demolishment of Mother Earth. I'm very focused on cutting down on garbage and litter that doesn't need to be out there. If I see something on the ground, and I may not have put it there, but it doesn't belong there, like a piece of plastic or a bottle or whatever else, I'll try and pick it up and I'll try and put it away. And this is not a practice we should just do on Earth Day. This is a practice we should do every day. But every day is a day we should think of how we affect our environment around us, how we affect Mother Earth. Remember, Mother Earth has given birth to our physical beings, our physical bodies in which our souls and our very essence reside within this world. So thank you for giving me the opportunity, Jay Tree, to share that with you today.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I want to remind people too, is that today is the beginning of a new moon. So, and what do new moons signify, and what are the phases of the moon? So, this is all about when to perform a spell. So, when you conduct the spells, use the phases of the moon to set the pace. Be patient and wait for the proper phase, or you may not get the results you seek. I include the best phase or phases of the moon in which to perform the spells along with the spell itself for easy reference. However, there is additional data that will give you a better understanding of how I determine the best phase of the moon for each particular spell. This will also be a benefit to you when creating your own spell for any occasion. Now remember, when we do our spells, we want to remember to bathe ourselves and cleanse ourselves on the outside as well as spiritually. We also want to smudge. We want to make sure that we have the right frame of mind. We want to make sure our heart is pure. We want to make sure we have intention. Because everything that we put into these spells, regardless of what it is and how we approach them, is how the spell is going to come out and is going to happen. So with that being said, if we have a cleansed mind, a cleansed body, and a cleansed heart, then we are going to be better adaptable to have our spell come to fruition. Now, if you've ever seen me do a spell before or been with me during one of the coven meetings or one of the other times that I've had a holiday party at the house with the different things, then you will notice that, you know, I do take a shower before I meet everybody, or after I meet everybody, I go and I take a shower. I get ready because I am the one that is hosting. I guess I'd be considered really a high priest of witchcraft because I have done so many of them. I can pull a coven together in less than 24 hours if need be.
Right.
And it's constantly growing.
You know, as far as I know, Jay Tree, you're right up there with the rest of us that are third degree Wiccans and even fourth degree, which is a whole nother level. Every time we do anything in this world, whether it be Wiccan or spiritual of in nature, it's all about the intention we set.
Right.
And that's one thing I always hear you talk about. And that's something that a lot of people don't emphasize enough.
And they don't take accountability for the way their mind is. They don't take accountability for something that's laying heavy on their heart. They don't take accountability for the weight of the world sitting on their shoulders with, well, what if I can't do this and what if I can't do that? And one of my favorite things that I always tell my pupils, as well as anybody that I'm mentoring, is, well, what if you can? What if you try?
Mm.
Well, it took me 155 times before I was able to do some of the things that I could do, but I didn't give up.
Right.
And there's still some things to this day, Reverend Adam, that I can't do yet. That's my key phrase, yet.
Yet. You know, there's always something out there to learn. There's always something more to bring to one's knowledge base and repertoire. It's just the fact that we are always going to learn. We're always going to be growing as spiritual beings, as, you know, Wiccans, as whatever kind of path or mindset you have. You never stop learning. You never stop growing. Knowledge is being created every day.
Absolutely. So back to the phases of the moon. Of course, we're in the new moon phase right now, sometimes called the crescent moon, when you can see the very first sliver of light in the sky. This phase promotes new beginnings, new endeavors, and new relationships. It is a time for making positive changes, looking for fresh career opportunities, and planting seeds of ideas that we have harvested later. So this is a good time to go ahead and to put a spell into motion that you want it to go the full lunar cycle. This is something that you want to sit there and say, okay, let's take for existence, you want a new endeavor. I am ready to finally walk the path. I don't know what path it is, but I'm ready to find out. And put the intention into it. Say, you know something, God and Goddess, I'm looking for my path. I don't know if I'm a green witch, a white witch, a black witch, an earth witch, a kitchen witch, an air witch. I don't know. My element is fire. Am I a fire witch? Am I a phoenix? It's all a good time that you can ask, especially now that there's so much clarity that's in the world with the pollution that's been reduced and the clarity in the air, and whisper it on the wind with your words and ask. And ask for a reveal. Do it with your cards. Do it with whatever you need to do, so that way you can go ahead and you can reveal what it is that you're asking for. But give it the full 28-day cycle, because that's one of the things that we forget, is that sometimes we want instant results and we don't get those. And we need to be patient. And that's the universe by telling us, you will get it in time, my child. You just need to wait. The next part of the moon is the waxing moon. In this phase, the moon appears to be growing in size, shifting from new to full, as though it's gaining strength. It makes sense, then, that this is a good time to focus on increasing things of your own, your knowledge, bank accounts, and relationships. It's a time to think about pregnancy, to increase communication of all types, whether for business or pleasure. Deal with legal matters if you want financial gain. This phase promotes healing. Okay, so this is the waxing moon. This phase promotes healing. This is one of the times that I always ask clients that if they want a time to heal and they're using the obsidian, they're using the amethyst, they're using the other things, the rosemary and the salt and all the other things that they can possibly do for themselves, that if they're going to do a spell, now would be the time to do it. Because this is your prime. This is why I'm giving all these tips throughout this podcast, because this is your prime. This is when you want to deal with legal matters or if you want financial gain. But when you're doing any kind of spell with financial gain, be sure you close it by saying, "This I ask of thee out of need, not out of greed." That is one thing that you always want to imply, because if you are not doing that and being truthful as you speak, if you're doing it for greed, you will not receive. Okay. So, and another thing that I always tell people too, that when they do some sort of financial gain, that they use a piece of a paper bag, a brown paper bag, they write it on that, they fold it towards themselves three times, and they envision that as well. And then they take that, they put that someplace safe, and then within 28 days, if you want to put a date on there, like I want to have this amount by such and such a date, fine. But if you write everything out, remind yourself to write in there as well that this is out of need, not out of greed. All right, so the next phase of the moon is the full moon. This is the moon's most powerful phase, when we see her entire illuminated phase. This is a time of fulfillment, activity, increased psychic ability for performing ideas, getting your act together, celebrations, or renewing commitments to people or projects. This best time for spells of any kind. So remember, we have super moons, we have blue moons, we have full moons. They're three different things, okay? So a blue moon is two moons within the same month because moons are on a 28-day cycle, okay? The next thing that we have is a full moon, and that is usually signified by what you can do with the lunar patterns, and you can find out which day of the month your next full moon is. Then you have super moons that are the ones that are closest to the Earth, and look like they have a different color to them. They seem to be very, very close to the Earth, to where you could almost like you could reach out and you could touch it and grab it right out of the sky. Next, we have the waning moon. This moon is decreasing in size as it journeys from full to dark. The waning moon is a time to decrease, release, letting go, and completion. An excellent time to begin dieting, breaking bad habits, breaking off bad relationships, or dealing with legal matters. Okay, so again, this is another time that it's an excellent time to begin breaking bad habits, breaking off relationships, and dealing with legal matters. So you've got two phases with that. You've got the waxing and the waning moon. The dark moon is 2 or 3 days when the moon is not visible at all in the sky. The dark moon and the new moon are often considered the same phase, but for our purposes, I've separated the two. On an average calendar, the dark moon is usually indicated by a black spot on your calendar. However, the dark moon occurs on the day it is marked, as well as one day before, one day after. This is a good time for discarding things in your life that you do not want, contemplating that you have already accomplished and what you want to accomplish in the future. An excellent cycle to find time for yourself, or when you're inclined, do ideal time and seclusion. So that's basically a whole breakdown of the phases of the moon. And this was read from Diane Elquist, Moon Spells. It's one of the books that I have as a reference. And it's something I think that everybody should have, especially if you're starting out, or if you are even a seasoned Wiccan and you want to have some answers. There's some good stuff in here. I like these books as reference. I don't usually use anything out of it as a spell itself. But what I do is I'll sit there and I'll use that as a reference, and I'll read through real quickly if I'm looking for an answer. And I always, that whenever I have a question, I put the book in front of me and I ask my question in my mind. I speak it aloud. And the third time I speak it aloud, I open up the book and say, "Reveal." So that's
very good.
That's clues that I use to help me when I'm looking for answers. So we're going to go to a real quick commercial, and I'm going to get a drink, and we'll be right back, and we'll start taking calls.
Wonderful.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in again. I have a special guest tonight that called in at a moment's notice. Her name's Jackie. She's part of my coven. She's Druid. I think she's on the air right now. Jackie, can you hear me?
I can indeed.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, just social distancing, taking it a day at a time, enjoying being in my garden.
I bet. So what do you got growing in your garden this year?
So this year I'm actually doing sustainable farming just due to kind of the state of the world. So I've got some tomatoes, I've got chives, basil, parsley, some hot peppers, and that will, as time goes on, get a little bit bigger. I've got just about every spice I can think of for my kitchen growing right now.
Nice. Very nice. So what would you like to add about the moon phases or perhaps even Earth Day?
Well, I know you know, Jay, Earth Day has always been just very special to me, just being a druid, just knowing that, you know, being an earth witch and being a druid, that's something that is very important. But really, I think that you kind of nailed it on the head as far as the earth doesn't need us. She's just fine by herself, and we've been doing nothing but hurting her. This is her chance to reclaim some of the power that she's been struggling to maintain with, you know, humans being very greedy with the earth. And I think with Earth Day, and not just that, with every single day, we need to be making sure that we're giving a little bit back, because we're going to be taking stuff, but we need to be giving back. Start a garden, you know, tend your lawn with, you know, stuff that isn't going to hurt the earth. Just, you know, give back in a meaningful way. Plant trees. Don't, you know, keep just, you know, killing all the trees and all that. I know I see a lot of people who go landscaping, and their idea of landscaping is just clearing every single tree from their house. As far as, you know, moon changing and stuff like that, we just really have to keep in mind that this also affects our oceans, and, you know, our moons are deeply connected to that. So this is really just a time for healing and not just relaxation.
Right. And, you know, I'm glad she brought that up to Jackie, was about the trees and everything. You and I both live in the same area, and there's so much that they're just taking down so many damn trees around here. It's not even funny. They clear the land. They don't ask for permission first. They don't sit there and they don't say, you know, Mother Goddess, can we, you know, inhabitant this land? We're going to move the whole ecosystem. We're going to move everything that's there that's an animal. We're going to take down all the indigenous trees. You know, we're going to leave more and more bare open areas for the wind to go whipping through and not collect on anything. And we're going to put up these big nothing to do that are going to be empty, especially now. There's a huge place that's going up around the corner over here from where I live, and I'm not saying this into existence, but they are still doing what they're doing by building this big complex. And it's amazing that, because we are supposed to be social distancing, we are supposed to be taking care of ourselves, we are supposed to be doing our part. Who's to say that this is not airborne and that anybody can get it? I haven't opened up the windows in my home because I'm afraid that it's going to come in. The minute that we walk through the door, it's wash hands, take off the outer clothing, whatever it is. You know, I'm not petrified, but I can't take a chance.
And, you know, that we have a similar fight of asthma. That's why I've spent, you know, and I really encourage people to spend as much time as they can to really give themselves a piece of paradise in their backyard, in their patio, whatever you have available to you, and spend some time, sit down, ground yourself, really pull roots to the earth, and think about putting back energy into the earth that's going to be positive and that's going to be nurturing. I think you said it right now, we're in a really good time for rebirth, for nurturing, for, you know, fertility. And fertility is key there. That is what we need to be just surrounding ourselves with, because you might get sick, and that is a terrifying thought. But if that does happen, you need to be able to surround yourself with an energy and an aura that is nurturing, that is calm, that is controlled. Because one thing that the earth is, that people, you know, you think about the earth and you think about how beautiful she is and how nurturing she is, but she is also fierce. She is stubborn. She is defiant. She is terrifying.
Right.
So you want to kind of embody that, the good things about her, but you can't leave out the negative aspects.
Right, because everything has balance. You're exactly right.
She got fed up. That's what this is. So we need to think long and hard about how we can apologize.
Right, and, you know, I mean, it just, I sit there too, Jackie, I'm with you 100% on that, because you're hitting it on the mark all the time. You're like, well, remember, you know, she can be as soft as a lamb, but she can be one hell of a bitch too. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't take that in consideration. It's all those summers that we had that were the blistering heat, and then also the torrential rains in the spring and this, that, and the other thing. And she kept trying to cool herself. She kept trying to give us warning signs. She kept trying to do what she needed to do to survive, but she wanted us to inhabit. And now she's like pissed off so bad that she sent us to our rooms, and we're going to come out when she's ready.
Well, that's the thing. This is something that she has been constantly trying to heal herself, and she helps us when she can. But right now, it has hurt her enough that it is her time to say, stop. I need to heal.
Yep.
I need to take time. But you've hurt me so much that it's taking me this much to come back from it, you know. And the minute we saw social distancing, the absolute minute we saw it, we saw nature coming back. I have had deer in my backyard for the last 3 weeks. I own a patch of treed land that I have no intention of putting anything on. I've just let it go back to the wild. And I'm finally starting to see wildlife return, and I couldn't be happier. And I'm just, you know, I am afraid that as soon as we stop social distancing, it's going to go right back to where it was before. And if that happens, something like this is going to happen again, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse until she doesn't need us here. She'll be just fine when we're not here. So if she needs to get rid of us to heal, she will.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thank you, Jackie. That was great to get your insight. I don't get the chance to talk too much anymore because we're not in the same working environment like what we were before, unfortunately. But I would like you to hang out and listen for the rest of the call and then join me in the prayer at the end.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you for calling in, Jackie. It was great to talk to you. We'll talk with you again here before the end of the show.
You too, love. Talk to you later.
Hey, Jackie. Bye. Have a great one. Thank you.
Hi,
awesome.
Bye.
Check out your Facebook. Thank you.
All right. That was great. Oh, those calls like that are just the best. Next call we've got is 734-344. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
It's
how are you?
Hope
am I speaking with, please?
This is Hope from Michigan.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So what are you bringing for insight tonight about moon phases or Earth Day?
I wasn't able to get out and do anything because it's been snowing here.
Oh, my. Still?
Again. Uh-huh. I got up yesterday. Was absolutely beautiful. It was like almost 60 degrees. We had a great day. And then today I planned on getting out. I went and mowed the grass. Today I planned on getting out and finishing up the yard. And then I got up and it was snowing.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So that didn't happen.
So what temperature are you at right now up there?
Well, now it's in the 40s. It's The weather is very bipolar right now.
I see that.
Yeah. It was like 20-something earlier today. Then it was out in the 40s. It's getting dark, so it's going to get colder again. So,
right.
So what do you
have for a question? Do you have a question tonight for me?
I'm just enjoying listening, and your last caller, I loved what she had to say about the Earth, and because you know how I feel about it, I am in complete agreement that our mother is finally able to breathe. And I like going for my early morning walks and everything, and just the peace and quiet. There's no cars everywhere. You're not hearing sirens and everything. It's just, it's peace. It's beauty. I love it.
Wonderful.
Are you doing any kind of spell for the first phase of the moon?
I am trying to figure out, like I said, that's one thing, question I do. Do you have to go outside to do it because it's kind of cold right now? I don't want to have to do that.
No, you can.
But I will.
No, you can do your prayers or your spells any place that you want to. You don't have to be outdoors. At this time of the year, usually we are outdoors, but however, we have to improvise. I've done spells before in the kitchen. I've done spells before in the bedroom. I've done spells anywhere that I needed to. I've done them in the bedroom, bathroom, wherever I felt the urge to do it is where I did it.
You know, usually when it comes to spells, a spell can be casted anywhere and with anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't require having special tools or having special words even. Long as it comes from the heart and it comes from the mind's intention, it all works out for the better.
Three of our biggest things that we can use, Hope, that we have with us at all times are our brain, our heart, and our hand. That's the perfect three. That is the trifecta. And as long as we do it with hope, and I mean hope, it just sounds funny saying that, hope. And also,
you know what my middle name is?
No.
Grace.
Hope Grace. That's great. I love it.
That's awesome.
That's hysterical. So we have our hope that is in our mind. We have the hope that's in our heart. We cast with 1, 2, the whole hand, it doesn't matter. Whatever you're most comfortable with is how one would cast. And you have to find your power hand because that hand is going to be more effective than the other hand would be. However, until you know what your power hand is, it is okay to use either or. It's okay to use both. There's no right or wrong way to do Wicca. There's no right or wrong way to do witchcraft. It's all about how we feel, what our thoughts are, what our process is, as well as who we are inside. And remember, I always mention too that with the purity that we have with the love in our hearts and the hope in our minds, as long as it's not cluttered and we're not in a bad mood and we're not in any kind of mismatch or something like that, it's always best to do everything with a clear mind. That's why I always tell everybody, bathe first, then smudge yourself, then clear your mind, meditate before you cast, because then you have more effect with that, okay?
Right. But I planned on doing, because you said for positive change, I was actually writing down everything that you were saying. But for positive changes, I think I'm going to start with this new moon as positive for getting my path straight and thinking positive for what I got coming up next month for court for my son.
Absolutely. And remember, we have each day is a new beginning. Each day we are reborn. We open up our eyes, it gives us a whole nother chance. So what we need to do, too, is we need to learn to try to not let what happened in the past bother us as much as it does.
Very
I can't
safely.
Say that you can't extinguish it. However, if you can channel it in a different direction so that way it doesn't hurt as much and it doesn't consume so much more of your time, then it's so much easier to be able to deal with it because it softens it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process, Hope. It's not something that we can just do overnight. It's not something we just wake up and say, oh, well, this is all behind me now, because that's not where I'm going with this. This is not what I mean by this. This is something that it is a process. It's any other kind of healing, honey. It's, you know, it's working our spells. It's working with ourselves. It's working with our minds, our bodies, our meditations, our hope, our love that we have, that we know that we are a good person. We've made mistakes. We've done bad things. And we paid the price, but the price has to stop at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get rid of the guilt. We have to get rid of the self-loathing. We have to find some way to turn that into positive. And I know you can do it. I know you've got it in you. And I know you're capable of doing it. And just guide and help you with that. That's all. And that's why I enjoy talking to you all the time. It's because I give you inspiration. There is no agenda with anything that I'm trying to do other than to help you heal.
Yes, I know. And that's why I love talking to you. You make me feel so much better. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're very welcome. Do you have anything else for me tonight before I let you go?
No, I'm just enjoying listening to the talk tonight.
All right. Well, I'll keep up the good work then, Hope. It was a pleasure talking to you, sweetheart. You be well.
Wonderful talking to you, too. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Why don't you give me a call after the show, honey?
Okay, I will.
All right. Talk to you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Now, that's just amazing that when you get people that call in and, you know, you just want to fill them with so much love and light and they feel it.
It most certainly is. And, you know, we get that on House Psychic, the radio show over at Psychic Talk Radio. It's just wonderful because when we get these callers and they're ready to absorb and they're ready to explore their path, it's very eye-opening and refreshing.
Yes. And you know, there's so many people out there that need some spiritual help, that need just some love and acceptance and kindness and just overall beauty, because it's something that they've lacked their whole entire lives, or they don't get enough of it. And then it turns into something that we wish that it didn't or wouldn't turn into, but unfortunately it does. And then there's mistakes, and then, you know, it's a process. And then sooner or later, we're all going to come full circle and we're going to have, you know, the acceptance. I believe that people come to me for a reason. I believe that people need my help. I did a past life regression this past weekend, and the person that I had done it for had one past life, a witch. She was part of a coven. She was part of my blood relatives. She was of Italian royalty. I mean, there's just so many things that came out of it. Then we did a full reading afterwards. For a question that she needed to have an answer on. We did a really big session. I showed her how to make a rosemary full hand protection bundle. We did that. We burned a blue candle to signify her, as well as to give her peace through the whole process. Mm-hmm. It did take a lot out of me physically. However, it was worth every minute. And I started to add that now onto my website. It's something that I'm doing now. It is a appointment that is set in advance. It's not something that is done at a moment's notice. There's also the tarot card readings.
Everything can be done by video now.
Everything has, that's a new option that I have now. Everything can be done by video. We have live stream that's on Facebook.
Live video chat.
That's doing this. We have new items that are added onto the website. We're starting to sell blessed salt now. As well as there's other items that are being uploaded on a daily basis, if not a weekly basis. There's new services that are added. All good things that people can go ahead and they can sign up for. It's one of the things. Remember to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. You can go to WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com and drop me a note. You can call me at 678-791-8913. There's also the Blog Talk Radio show that I do every Wednesday night from 8 until whenever, and that's the one that I'm using right now. It is The Witch's Inn. It's my platform. It's for anybody that's Wiccan or pagan that would like to discuss anything other than just, you know, we try to keep it on topic, but sometimes it isn't a topic. Sometimes it gets away.
It can flow quite a bit, can't it?
But it's a... It's a blog talk, so that means that if we get a subject that's really great, like with Jackie, we can go ahead and get into it and, you know, discuss a little bit further. So I understand that I've got another caller. The next caller is from area code 845-798. Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Jay Tree.
Hi, Jay. It's Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. This is my new apprentice, everybody. This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Wonderful to hear you on the show.
Why, thank you. It took me a little bit to get through, but I did.
It happens.
So how are you doing, Kelly?
Good. I was telling Jay the other day, though, my mind has been so overwhelmed lately. It's hard to quell everything going on. I feel like I'm so overwhelmed. And it's been hard to quiet.
That's very understandable. And sometimes you need to do a little bit of meditation to do that. Sometimes you have to ground. It depends on the situation. A lot of times right now, when you're gifted like you are, the information we gather on our day-to-day basis and then what's going on in the world, it kind of absorbs into us and it affects us in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes when you can't quiet the mind, that's a symptom of being on sensory overload. I would suggest chamomile tea and putting your feet on Mother Earth, bare feet, and then meditating a little bit to clear that mind, anywhere from a half an hour to an hour.
No, Kelly,
okay.
You said you were going to stop by and you were going to get yourself some fresh lavender. Did you get the chance to do that?
No, I didn't. With all the running around I had to do today, I did not get a chance. I'm going to try to do it. I'm going back home Friday, but I'm going to see if any of the markets here have it. But I do have some lavender. I do have some lavender incense
right now.
Burning right now.
Give yourself a lavender bath.
Okay.
Especially if it helps. Good time to do it is before you go to bed at night. And, you know, burn some incense, burn some candles while you're taking your bath. Just lay there, relax, feel your breath. Just sit there and let your mind just wander. Don't focus on anything. Just wipe it clean. And, you know, when you get out of the shower, go ahead and put on like maybe a drop of your favorite perfume or something like that that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And then go and meditate. And, you know, sit there and give yourself 15 minutes just to quiet your mind. And sit there and just listen to your breathing with your eyes closed. Put on a favorite soft music if you have it, or nothing at all. I mean, it all depends on you. And we need to find the way to ground you. So that's why I'm giving you all these suggestions, is that there's many different things that we can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was talking about earthing by walking around outside. I don't know how cold it is there in New York. If you can walk around outside barefoot or not, it may be too cold yet, but that's another thing that we do too.
You know, if you can't do that, you can always take the shoes off in the house and
walk around.
You walk around and feel the floor beneath you, and imagine that that's Mother Earth. There's always some kind of dust on the floor. You know, that dust is connected to Earth energy.
Yes. So, I mean, those are some great avenues that you have. I like to find my favorite food, and I like to eat
right. That
because that helps me ground, fills me up with the love and the warmth
really
that I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like if it's cold or nasty out and I find that great comfort food that's the comfort food of all. So that's another way that you can ground and it can help you.
Okay. So I guess I'm on the right track because I've got some lavender incense burning. And
nice.
I went out in the, it's chilly out. It's about 38. But I did, I'm a person that if I never had to wear shoes, I wouldn't. So I went out, even though it's chilly out, I went out in the yard with my bare feet and I walked around in the yard for a little bit before I came back in. The only thing I haven't done
and
this evening,
Kelly, when you do that, do you envision like all the angst and everything like flowing out of you back into the earth? Like, can you physically envision that while you're walking around?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. I do try, though.
You will.
I try to relax myself while I'm walking around. I look up. I look like this, just before I called, I was looking up and enjoying the blue sky and the stars in the sky, just trying to relax as I was walking around and not step on my egg.
How is that egg doing? Has it done anything?
It has not.
Okay.
Okay.
She has a bluebird egg out in her yard.
Is that the one you showed me the picture
yes.
of? Wonderful. It was a beautiful egg.
Yep. So we were trying to figure out what kind of egg it was.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I couldn't imagine what kind it was, to be honest. I don't have that much knowledge base in the animal world, but I can tell you it was a beautiful egg.
I know what a chicken egg is, but that's
I
about
do
it.
Too. Now, I had asked around in some of the other groups I'm in that do birds and stuff like that, and I sent a picture, and I was told it looked like a bluebird egg.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
That's what I'm going with.
And that signifies new birth. That signifies a
new life,
a new
yeah.
change, a new life. So there's something definitely that's good on your horizon right now, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. For you to have that, and then also for you to kind of keep a watch over it, and you know, no damage, no harm has
right.
come to that thing. So there's a lot of significance in that.
Right.
Also
represents female or feminine energy, and it's all getting in touch with your feminine energy and feminine power.
Mm-hmm.
It can represent not only new life, but it can represent being aware of the protection that we have when we least expect it.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
See, because remember, Kelly, everything that happens, happens for a reason, and we have to keep continually telling ourselves that.
Mm-hmm.
We may not
mm-hmm.
find the answer, we may not know what the answer is, but it will be revealed.
That is correct.
Right.
Well.
Do you have any questions for me while I have you on the phone tonight, hon?
No, just waiting for my homework.
All right, we're going to talk on Saturday, honey. I will have that ready for you.
Okay. Thank you. And
you're welcome, dear. You many blessings to you. Love and light, sister.
Same to you.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Have fun.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. She was responding.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Okay.
So the last caller that we have tonight is area code 832-390. Hello, caller. You've reached J3. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi,
yes, hi.
Alicia.
You're on the air.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
Thank
you
for joining us tonight. How are you?
Yay, I'm excited. Finally got through. Been getting better. Allergies really stink here in Texas, so
yeah.
Not easy or fun, but everything kind of feels different with the energy shift that's going on. It's crazy. I don't know how to explain it. So I kind of wanted to talk to y'all a little about and kind of gain a little bit of perspective because I know that tonight is the new moon. So
yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
great
I don't
day
know
to
where to go from there.
Great day to cast. Great day to put intention into the air.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Our hand,
so
our mind, our hearts, those three things are the perfect trifecta that we can do anything as long as we put the intention and our thought into it. And it doesn't have to be a big spell, Alicia. I mean, you can do something small. I know that there's a lot that you're very, you live on a very large piece of land and you're very lucky because you have Mother Earth that surrounds you all the time. And it'd be very easy for you just to walk out your back door and to give her some sort of offering, even if it was just like honey or
an apple.
You know, an apple, anything that you have and commit it to the earth and say thank you for what you've done. And, you know, just
mm-hmm.
all these little blessings that we can do collectively or apart or together as one are all
yeah.
things that Mother Earth is looking for right now. And with being a new moon also, you got a new beginning. So you can sit there and you can make it a combo if you wanted to. You could do give Mother Nature a little bit of love and then also put into there, you know, whisper on the wind what it is that you're looking for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put a date on it, say within the next 28 days I would like to acquire. You know, it's all about intention and how we speak and how our mind feels, how
mm-hmm.
our heart is, what we're doing with every little thing that's around us. We can cast at any time. We can do anything at any time with very little things that we have in our home. We can take water
mm-hmm.
and put it in a bowl and have our water element in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
We can light a candle and we can have our fire element. We can have a plant. We can have our earth element. We can have incense burning. and we can have our water, our air element rather. So, I mean, we can combine all four, and then along with us, with our spirit,
oh, yes,
there we have everything that we need to cast.
All as one.
We are complete. We are all as one. We are the divine feminine. We are the divine masculine together.
That sounds good. I did want to ask you if you feel any difference in the past couple of days as far as Mother Earth or spirit just sending weird vibes. Again, where I'm at, you know, there's a lot of nature and a lot of trees, and everything just seems off. So I didn't know what all, again, mm-hmm. with being the new moon, what I could do and not necessarily ascend or ask too much of without really making sure that I am focused on the healing aspect.
Well, remember, as long as we keep balance, we want to give as well as we want to receive. So whatever we give, we ask for back in return. But yeah, things have been kind of hectic and kind of crazy since I think it was like Friday last week. It's been a roller coaster for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have asthma, and I had an asthma attack Friday afternoon, and then I had another one that was bad on Saturday night. I rested all day Sunday. I went to the doctor on Monday because I needed the I couldn't do the holistic remedies anymore. I needed to have mm-hmm. the steroids and the shot and the medications, the inhalers and everything like that. But it's a lot of it is because of the changes is
yeah.
that my body is having a hard time adjusting. I can't be outside right now. I got to be inside. And when I'm outside, I've got to wear a stupid mask to cover my face that is obstructing my already troubled breathing. However, the air when I'm outside and I don't have to be around anybody, that air is mm-hmm. so crisp and clean. I haven't had air like that in my lungs since I was traveling up north and I was in the Tennessee mountains because the air there is so clear. But yeah, things have been kind of wacky and weird lately.
They most certainly have.
Adam has had a couple things where he's been astrally projecting to protect humanity, mankind, as well as us. He's been having some turmoil. Bad sleeping patterns lately, Alicia. Really bad.
I
haven't been like resting. It's been sleeping like for maybe 2-3 hours and then waking up and then just for a moment, of course. I wear a bracelet to bed at night for protection. And the other night I woke up just in time to feel it unsnap off my wrist. And I snapped it right back down again. So I don't know where that came from. So there's a lot of trouble and a lot of
yeah.
unease that's out there right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when I'm awake and I'm going through day to day life with you, Jay, I still feel the pull of the weight of the world right now. And those that are crossing over and those that are at the crossroads, as I am one of, so many in this world that guards the crossroads. So we feel the pull, and we are noticing, even as Wiccans and spiritual beings, that Mother is trying to heal herself right now, and her energy is going to be great one day and poor the next and great again the next day, and it's a very bipolar type of energy at the moment, and it's trying to recalibrate itself. Father God is trying to help her, trying to help her heal, and all of this is going about to try and wake us all up and, you know, say, hey, look, humanity, what have you done? You allowed yourselves to destroy your own environment.
And Alicia, us spiritual beings too, we're always under constant attack. It's we don't have rest.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have things that are connecting with you that shouldn't, it's because you have that portal that's open right now the same way
right.
that we do. You're gifted. You have that ability. You have all that love and light inside of you that you can repel so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy for you to do. However, it's troublesome and it's bothering you right now because you're kind of lost. You don't know which avenue is, you don't know which way anything's going right now. It's just like the rest of us. It's like, we can't come to a conclusion. We can't mm-hmm. see, we know that there's going to be an ending per se, but we can't foresee that ending coming yet.
Yeah, because in the first time in history and the first time in all alternate dimensional timelines, and the first time in this timeline that it's played out, and this is a new situation entirely. This particular CV thing that's going around has not played on this timeline ever before.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I even felt something wrong as soon as it came out, and I am a business owner for myself, and I only have myself as, you know, as an employee, but I said, I'm not going out, and I canceled everybody for the foreseeable future, and I even pulled my kids out of the school as soon as it hit, because it hit right after spring break, and we were supposed to go back, and I looked at my husband, and I said, I don't feel good, and this is not, I'm not okay with this, and our school was still open, and my son deals with asthma, too, and it's really scary, because he has no known triggers, so he could go outside with no asthma triggers at all on the radar for that day. It's a gorgeous, beautiful day, and he has an asthma attack. So
yeah, and when you have an asthma attack, you want to go against your last.
Exactly. So I told him, I said, I'm not doing it. I said, you know, I still have two boys in school, in regular, you know, elementary and high school, and I said, I don't feel good. Something about it feels really wrong. And he looks at me and he says, if that's how you feel, then keep the kids at home, and I will, you know, 100% back you up on everything that we need to do. So I haven't worked since spring break, since the second week of March, because I felt something wrong. And exactly what you were saying, Adam, is, you know, this is something that we've never had before or have been in our timeline. So I completely agree with it. And I'm like, I'm staying my butt home until this is all over with, you know. If it has to be a year, then so be it. I know it's not going to be that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, understandable.
Well, I'm hoping that by Memorial Day, that we are all back out living outside of our homes. However, if we don't get a handle on these jackasses that are out there making these stupid, oh my God, they just annoy me, Alicia. These people that sit there and they're disputing this, and they want to get back with their lives, and they're trying to, I mean, Georgia right now is the crash test dummy for the whole entire United States, because our governor is deciding he's going to partially open up the state at the end of the week. So my chances of going out and getting this have gone from 1 in 10 now to about 1 in 1.
Because
there's still people out there that aren't wearing face masks. There's still people that aren't doing social distancing. They're not washing their damn hands. They're not. They're wearing gloves that are cross contaminating everything that they touch, and they don't care. And I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't care. I mean, I care about me. Don't get me wrong. But you know, all these people, they have young people that are in their lives, and they also have elderly people.
We were in a grocery store the other day, and there is this couple. They're maybe in their 30s. Okay.
And they have a newborn with no mask on.
They have a newborn with no mask on, tied to her chest, and they're walking down the aisle like it's a normal day.
Yeah.
Now you tell me if that's not mashugana.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Just total disregard for human life and their own and their babies. I couldn't believe it. I was horrified. I was like, Adam, let's get out of here before I say something.
Yeah.
And that's concerning, you know, because I mean, it not only says how they don't value their life, but they don't value their children's lives or in their immediate circle, you know? I mean, no, never mind the general public, because people who aren't in tune with what's going on and people who are in their mask right now are still wearing, you know, their blinders, they don't see it for what it is. But for people who are really in tune with what's going on, this is a big deal. So, you know, we are taking it upon ourselves to stay home, to, you know, go the extra steps, not to cross-contaminate, not to, you know, do anything of the sort. And then you have these idiots out there doing that. And it's really disheartening.
You know, it's very disheartening, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just have to share this, okay? we know time and time again that humanity has shown that they'll wake up in some ways and not wake up in others.
They show their ignorance all the time.
They show the ignorance, and they show it well. And you know what? We know that humanity, I mean, look at it this way. People that are out there that are ignorant to this situation right now, they're either ignorant for one or two situations. Either they don't freaking care and think they're entitled like everybody else in the world that thinks they're entitled, or they have been trained and brainwashed to believe that they are safe.
Mm-hmm.
It all relates back to training. It all relates back to programming within the childhood. It all relates to how we as human beings have gotten away from true societal values.
I'm thinking for ourselves and knowing what is right and wrong just by
having a brain,
having not a sheeple aspect, like having a brain for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at the way history repeats itself, 1918 to 1920,
right,
they had the Spanish flu or whatever flu it was that hit the United States. And they said, it's over and done with. And then they had the next wave that took out 10 times more people. And this is going to be the same exact thing. These numbers are not conclusive yet. These numbers are just the tip of the iceberg. And here we have people that are in the CDC that are here in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're letting this happen. We have people that are in our government that stand there next to Captain Marmalade that sit there and profess how dangerous this is. And we still do nothing about it. And it drives me crazy. And I sit there and I have so much empathy, but there's so much anger and angst that goes along with this. Because it's like, look, stupid, go ahead and do whatever you want to. Don't involve me. I'm not part of this plan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The vision I'm having is that this is going to wake up people in this world. This is going to show people, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse before it gets better. It always does. But it's going to start to wake some people up, because people are ready to wake up. People are ready to start taking that hold of their own lives, taking responsibility for their actions. Look at how many people that are willing to give up responsibility for their choices and say the devil made them do it. At the end of the day, this is a wake-up call. And that is what it is meant to be.
And one of the wonderful things that I love most about being a witch and following my Wiccan roots is that I am accountable for everything I say and I do. Whatever it is, I am holding myself accountable. I'm not pushing the blame onto somebody else. I'm not saying, oh, it's your fault or it's your fault or it's your fault. No, it's my fault. If I do something, I am accountable. I am the one that sat there and made this decision. It was under no distress. It was under no coercion. It was something that I thought was the right thing to do. And guess what? I have to pay the price.
Right.
And if I do something good, then it's going to come back 3x3. If I do something bad, it's going to come back the same way also. So that's one of the things that I always put into and implement into people is that, you know, we do know what we're doing. We have the survival instinct, but we need to take our young people with us. We need to take the older people with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a society
right
now that everything
right
has changed completely. The whole landscape, Alicia, has changed.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it. And that's why, you know, when we have to go to the store, it's to go to the grocery store, you know. It's not going to go bowl or go to the theaters or whatever else is open. No. We go to the store. Well, one of our family members goes to the store, gets what we need, comes home, disinfects. We actually know a lot about infectious diseases, so we take off – whoever went to the store, they take off their clothes, they put it in a sealed container.
Yeah.
And they, you know, take a shower outside, and then they dry off, put the towel back in that, you know, dirty bin, close it up, seal it really good, take out from a clean bin, close, and then they walk through our door, you know, because it's all about, you know, being conscious of not just taking care of yourself, but taking care of the other ones that you love.
Well, I understand that. Now, I don't really, myself, we don't really go overboard because to us, that is going to trigger us a little bit too much, but I don't blame you for that. You see, I'm going to share something on the show. I am very phobic when it comes to chemicals. I work with chemicals. I make soaps. I make lotions. I make shampoos. I make all sorts of stuff. I make spiritual products and oils. So I know about chemical transference, and I know how transference occurs. You know, if you're touching something with a glove, it's going to transfer to something else. If you're touching something with a hand, it's going to transfer to something else.
Right.
Whatever the next thing is that you touch. You know, whether you believe there is any chemical on the outside of that bottle that you're picking up to clean your clothes with from the grocery store, and then you're touching food, you're transferring that. And people don't understand that. And then they think, oh, well, the bottle's clean. It's not open. Not necessarily. Have you seen what happens in these factories? Stuff spills over the lids all the time and dries up. And next thing you know, you've got a powder on there and you're transferring it to your food.
Right. Cross-contamination. Right.
Cross-contamination is a real thing and people don't know it. But what I'm saying to you is that people are waking up. People are coming to reality, but not everyone will. And some people will still be out there. There's always going to be a balance in the world. There's always going to be dark and light. And human beings are born with dark and light. And we, as a entity in this world that is self-aware and self-conscious, we can be quite foolish at times, too. Are you still with us?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, so what we wanted to, I'm going to, while I have the floor for a moment, what I'm introducing to today's show is we have a white candle, and anybody that's on the show or listening or tuning in on Facebook to the live stream right now for today's show, The Witch Is In, we want to do this white candle in prayer and casting for the world to wake up, to come to reality, to start being consciously aware of what they're doing to Mother Earth and how to heal and how to stay safe during this time, how to help Mother Earth heal by not contributing continuously to the garbage that's out in the world, whether it be the smog in the air from our cars or the piece of plastic we throw on the ground. So if you're willing to stay on the air live with us, we could go ahead and have you there. I could also bring in the other two callers if they're willing. We can try and ask them.
Absolutely. I think it would be great to do this collectively together.
And me and Jay, we're going to hold this white candle, and we're going to focus the energy of everyone's intentions into this candle tonight to help heal the world. This is a nice, thick, white candle. It's got some good strength to it. I just freshly opened it, and it's already cleansed.
Good.
So while we're going to go ahead and bring on the next callers and ask them if they want to help with the prayer. Is that okay with you?
I know that Jackie would love to.
All right. And
Hope or Kelly, that's what
okay, it is. Wonderful. Which one is this one?
That's
here?
Jackie.
Okay, can we bring Jackie on?
Sure.
All right.
Jackie, are you with us?
I am with you.
Awesome.
Would you like to join us in the prayer today?
I would love to.
Awesome.
Wonderful. And then our next one?
I'm not sure what that is.
No, that's a new caller. Why don't we bring on the new caller and see if they want to join in, and then we can mute everybody and ask them if they have questions.
Okay.
856-429, you're live and on air.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you? Would you like to join in today's prayer?
Sure.
Wonderful. So,
and did you have a question first before we go into the prayer?
A lot of things are going on and crazy. I'm like getting anxious and all that with all this stuff going on. So I don't know.
What's
if
your name,
anything's going to go straight after this clears up, I hope.
Yes, what's your name?
Rose Maria.
Oh, hi, Rose Maria. How you doing? Long time no
see. Fine, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you. Yes, it has. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and do the prayer. Then we'll get to your questions and concerns, okay?
All right, cool.
Okay, thank you. Love, light, and heal the world. Dear universe, dear powers that be, past, present, and future, air, fire, water, and earth, elements of astral birth, we ask you to place energy into this candle. We ask you to help us bring light and love, healing, wisdom, and awakeness into this candle and into those of us here in humanity, those of us in the world, to all creatures, to all living things, to every breathing thing, to every blade of grass, to every tree, to every element, we wish love, light, and healing. We wish healing, love, and light. Dear God and Goddess, infuse this candle with the energy we need to help you, with the knowledge we need to help you, and to help ourselves stay safe during this time.
Go louder. Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world. Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world. All right, everyone, you're going to repeat after us one time, please. Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light, heal the world.
Love and light,
heal the world. Out loud, please.
Love and light, heal the world.
All right. Thank you. And
wait. God and Goddess, we gather together to help you heal on this Earth Day. God and Goddess, take away all the bad and the negativity. Bring all the positive and the good and the love and the light that you have within you. Keep us all safe. Help us to see our ways. Help us, God and Goddess, to keep safe, to survive another day, to bring all of our loves together. To also make sure, God and Goddess, that everyone that is with us or not with us, that is surrounded by our love and by our light, and everything that we project into this world and into the next, heal the world, heal it into the earth. God and Goddess, Goddess, take back what is yours. Put new breath into the life. Give us our parallel or our new path. Make it quickly and swiftly. This I ask of thee, earth, air, water, fire, spirit, north, south, east, and west. I call upon the four elements, as well as calling upon you to help the earth heal today, every day, from now into eternity. This I ask of thee. As it's written above, may be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be. Now look at the candle. And they're not going to be able to see this on the camera, everyone, so we do apologize, but look at that candle. There's bumps everywhere.
Well, when I cast into
that
a candle,
wasn't there for.
I cast
before. Wonderful. All right, everyone. We're going to go ahead and mute everyone back again. And then we noticed we had a new caller, 917. We're going to mute you, but we'll bring you back on air as well when the time comes. Thank you.
In this quick moment, I'd like to once again remind yourselves to go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com as well as send an email to WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. Also, don't forget to our sponsor, Reverend Adam, and Blog Talk Radio, as well as Psychic Talk Radio, for having our show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And this has been one of the best shows that I think that we've had in a very long time. We've had a lot of interaction. There's been a lot of good things that have come of it. Collectively, we're working together to heal the world and to give the earth a chance to breathe again and also be part of our lives that we need to have her, because without her, we wouldn't be here. So we can always pray or cast or do anything that we need to at any time with the love in our heart and the thought in our brain, as well as the intention. So thank you again, everybody, and we're going to get back to some more callers.
Wonderful. We still have that one caller with us who joined us for the prayer. Caller, would you like to ask us anything? 856-429, you're still live and on air. Hello?
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, wonderful. Would you like to ask us or anything or share anything with us?
I know there's like a lot of stuff that's still going on, strong coronavirus and stuff, and manifesting, and I was wondering if it's going to happen after this is all cleared up, work and relationship and all that.
All the good stuff. You know, life is going to carry on after this, but it will be a very different life. It will be a very different world. And of course, our love and the blessings will flow back in, but it will come in a different way, and it will come in a very positive way. So yes, the answer is yes, but ultimately you also have a different way of it manifesting now, and it's going to be bigger and better than before. Just trust in the universe and trust in knowing that what is meant to happen will.
Cool. Appreciate it.
And now is one of the best times, because with the beginning of the new moon, we have new beginnings, so we can ask for anything that we need that's on our thought, our process. Remind yourself too that when you're doing that, you also want to give as well as receive from something. So let's make sure that we have the balance with the black and the white candles when we burn them. We have a left without a right, a top without a bottom. So we need to do the same thing when we're casting or when we're doing anything else. We have to give something as well as in order to be able to receive. An example, you get a bonus from work that's $600. Well, who's to say you can't drop $60 in the food bank and say, you know, something? This is my gift back to the earth. This is a gift back to the humans. This is a gift back. So and we always want to make sure that we do that. It may not be that much. It may not be 10%. It may be 1%. It may be you may see somebody on the side of the street that needs to have some spare change to get a cup of coffee or something. Like, that's a bad example right now, but you know where I'm going with this.
It's not a bad example. It's all valid.
I mean, with social distancing, you know, you can't very well hand money to somebody anymore.
No.
You know, when you meet somebody on the street, you can't shake their hand. You got to do a dance off or something. So, you know.
True, but there's other ways around it.
True.
Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. We wish you the best of luck and love and light and stay healthy and stay safe.
And be well.
Cool, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is that a new caller too?
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller, 917-538. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Carla. Thanks for taking my call.
Carla.
No problem.
Hi.
Carla. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Thanks for doing that prayer. That was so amazing.
You're more than welcome. How can we help you today? Would you like to share anything with today's topic?
I don't think I heard the topic. I just tuned in when you guys were doing the love and light to the world.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're talking about Earth Day. We're talking about the effects on spiritual beings and people in the world, how they're waking up. With the CV going around, how some people are still being ignorant. I mean, we've kind of been bouncing around topics here, but it's all about Mother
Earth
and healing
getting,
and waking up.
Have you guys been getting any insight as to when this country will go back to, like, reintegration?
Well, you know, we've mentioned that earlier on the show, but we understand you came in a little bit late. Nobody really understands when that's going to happen. This is the first time it's ever happened on this timeline.
Right.
Okay? And it's not ever happened before on any other alternate dimensional plane. This is a new occurrence. So what is going on right now is that this is a wake-up call to humanity, to everyone out there. And we've got to pay attention to taking care of our environment, as well as taking care of each other. And, you know, yes, it will eventually end and will go away eventually, but we have to evolve. We have to be able to evolve so this can go. And we have to wake up so this can go. And we have to realize
okay.
that what is left behind, life will not be the same as before. Life will be quite different for
everyone.
Life's
changed just in the 5 weeks alone. Things have just drastically changed. And I never would have thought that I would see something that would be this global, ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's never been anything that's been from one end of the earth, world to the other. I mean, the whole economy has just collapsed.
Yeah.
And
I
this is
going to
take
crazy.
A lot of fixing. This is not something that is just going to be a fix overnight either. I mean, there's people that are losing their homes, their cars, credit cards. It's a financial meltdown, and it's horrible to see and to hear. I mean, I don't get on MSN Money right now because it's just bleak. There's nothing.
Yeah,
it's a crisis situation, and we're humans, and we have spirit in us, and we're going to get through this.
Yes, we are, and we're going to come out bigger and stronger from it, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't doubt it. I can
well, thank you for
calling
in.
Thanks a lot for having me. I'll keep listening.
There's a pleasure talking
to
you tonight, Carla. Love and light, sister.
Love and light.
Love
stay
and
healthy.
Light.
Stay safe.
Be well.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. And goddess as well. Blessed be.
Blessed be. So I guess that's our last caller for tonight. Again, you've listened to The Witch's Inn. It's been a pleasure to once again come on. We did have a very long show tonight. There's a lot of material that we covered. It was a very good show this evening. Don't forget to go to wiccantreeoflife.com.
Best one yet.
Go to Merlin's staff, MerlinsStaff.com, and book a meeting or do a tarot reading or also a past life regression. Those are also available now. They are something that takes at least 3 hours to do, but they're very rewarding. You can find out about your past lives, and you can find out some answers that many people have had questions. I know that I get questions on it all the time. Well, what does it entail? It entails a lot of focus. It entails a lot of channeling.
Mm-hmm.
It entails a lot of grounding and being yourself and being attuned.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to do when you have somebody that has the capability to find out that you had 11 lives and explain them all to you.
Oh, yes.
And then also to do a full reading afterwards and anything else that needs to be done. So Wiccan Tree of Life, WICCANTREEOFLIFE.com, 678-791-8913 to call to speak with me directly, text, whichever the case is. Feel free to find me on Facebook at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. As well as don't forget that there's an email address, wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com, where you can reach me directly.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jay Tree, for tonight's show. And I want to wish everyone out there love, light, healing. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Be well.
Wash your hands. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.